Hi, love.
We passed upon the stairs.
Hi!
We spoke of was and when.
I'm good, how are you?
Although I wasn't there.
Hi!
He said I was his friend, which came as a surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone. A long, long time ago.
Hello?
Oh no, not me. We never lost control. Your face, Sue face, with the man who sold the world.
Hi dear.
Don't say hello?
Hello.
Hi dear.
My boat broke down. The entire boat broke.
I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for form and land. For years and years are wrong. I gazed into his list there. We walked a million years, I must have died alone. A long, long time ago.
Hi.
Oh no, not me. I've never lost control. Your face, to face, with the man who sold the world.
Mr. Bloom? Mr. Bloom?
Who knows? Not me. I never lost control. Your face, to face, with the man who sold the world.
How are you, dear? Hi, love. Who's this?
You were sick?
Yes.
What was the matter?
The boat broke.
What?
The entire boat broke.
The what dropped?
Yes.
What dropped?
The whole ship.
Such as?
All of the ship. The entire ish load. Up and on of it.
You went to the bathroom?
Yes. All the time. Huh. Whoa.
Whoa.
Proud of me.
Do you wrap it well in the freezer?
I wrap it all the time, I love it.
In the refrigerator?
Yes, I pack the fridge. Very nice. My ass is shotting out liquefied goob gob every 2 seconds, my dear. It feels like heaven.
You what, honey?
It's all out.
What's new with the apartment?
Huh. The guy's driving a hard bargain, let me say.
They got it?
We try.
Did you go with mommy to Harrison?
Sure, we went yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, dear.
And what did they say about the apartment?
Trying, dear.
Very. You went in the car with mommy?
After the boat sank, yeah.
Where was Joe?
That guy's an asinine cellulose, where? If you ask me, ho. He sat in the car like the peasant fuck he is.
Did you go in when he was there?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So that's... nice. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Oh. And what's doing? Do you like the apartment?
Little bit. It's beautiful, but pricey. Very pricey. Extremely pricey.
What's pricey?
Mm-hmm. All of it.
What?
A lot.
What you eating?
What you're eating there.
You want to sing a song?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
How are you, my love? What?
I love you.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me you mean it.
Say
what you mean to say, oh, say what you mean to say, oh, tweet, tweet.
Do you feel better today?
Eh, how about you?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure.
What?
I'll see you this week.
Oh, shit. I forgot that it's New Year's now.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Christmas was last
Mommy's
week, yeah.
Mommy's going to have a lot of food. She ordered from Veranda.
Christmas was last week, my love.
I'm not from Veranda, from my Verone.
Yes, it was last week. It was very good. I had it already. I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yes.
At the Ivorone? How could you be at Ivorone?
I don't even know what you're saying now.
Maybe the apartment, you mean.
I celebrated my time with Polly the other day. I'm not going to really see her this week.
Who's that?
Mrs. O.
Mrs. Who?
Mrs. Blow.
Mrs. Rowe?
Yes.
Spell the name.
Okay. Bro O U. I love you. We are.
I love you too.
Ooh. Yeah, but mom's gonna be busy with. Mom's gonna be busy with Joe things this time around. Absolute low tote low doodly dot lee do. Shmo shmo. You know? So, F it. Heck, fuck it.
Did you talk to Harrison? Are you coming with him? You should come with him.
Who's on the phone now?
Huh?
Right.
No, when you come with the Harrison.
Right. Who's, yeah. He is.
So no, mommy can take you
not
both.
Sure that person you're talking about, but okay. Why not?
Are you going to take Uber?
Uber is out. Uber is too duper. Probably do then.
You can come with him with Uber.
I've been coming too
You're
much lately.
Go to mommy's.
She's Where doing you? Joe things. She doesn't really have time for me, she said.
Maybe Thursday evening is Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Isn't it? Or is it Wednesday evening?
Thursday. Right.
And Wednesday night is Christmas Eve.
You don't say.
So, I don't know. You're coming 2 days? What?
I don't even know what's going on half the time.
Oh, yeah. No calendar.
Right. It hurts. Until I see you, it's going to keep hurting. Please.
Well, decide without Harrison.
Just tell me who you're talking about, and then we can be square.
No, at Mommy's house is going to be Christmas Eve, I think.
All right.
All right, honey. You want to sing another song?
Yes.
Okay.
I lovely dad and dad to do. Mama then told me I'ma love you. Dillin' it do dong till the day when I hasn't been the brown fan, so my name. Can you give me a here's my fame? You are my soul train. I will love my fame till my dying day. My bane, yeah, my main bane. On the train, we whip it like it's for relief of pain. Oh, Dane, don't go now, do it, girl. You know we're gonna get through it, girl. Ooh, ooh, bamboo, sing song, shoo shoo, moo moo, shih tzu on farm. I do, you will love me and me too. That one was a little weird. Thank you, dear. I'm going to...
What are you doing? You're sending it in to anybody?
Yeah.
And I hope you get paid.
Yes, I'm making a lot of money.
You are?
Tons.
What do they pay you?
$1 million V-Bucks.
Yeah. You wish.
Right.
You're still getting the unemployment, right?
They try to fight it with me every week to take it away from me, and I go back and I fight again, and I go and I get them, and I'm a fighter. They think I'm cheating the system and on some corner with a few Tom's Harrys and a hooker playing dominoes, doing crazy-ish with cars and gasoline planes, you know. They have their things, and we will go about ours, but these worlds will never force to collide until we win the Mother Earth Sanctum of the Battle of Western World and Wayne's Rights. Out of heaven.
Where did you go, honey?
I just went up the street, Spanish Harlem.
The what? What kind of store?
A laundromat is the objective. How I'll get there is the problem.
You don't go to the laundromat in the building?
I have to get all of my clothes debugged that I failed to do after the corona pandemic. So I have stuff that's 9 months with my skin flakes and pesquax. Outer than Ajax. It's all gross and...
I don't understand. You don't go to the laundromat in the house?
Dry clean. I'm sorry, yeah.
Dry goods, and you go to the dry cleaner?
Yeah, the beans.
Oh, how far is it?
The pasta grain. All the dry grains.
How many blocks?
It's like 8 carbohydrate blocks. Of monosodium lactate, amino acid.
Shoulders.
Yep. Very heavy. My big load. I still have to work on wrapping my mom's tar and dirt trans.
Okay, well, when mommy?
Yes, I'm getting her trash and tar for my holiday season. What do I put it in? I love you. Wow.
I love you too, honey.
I think you'll like my gift very much if that's true.
I feel bad that you were sick.
Me too.
You have some nice clean clothes to take with you?
Little bit.
No, a nice shirt, a sweater.
settled, yeah. Just
you have nice, I saw in a couple of nice sweaters and shirts.
I'm excited to see you so much. I know.
What, honey?
I'm just excited to see everyone is all. I want to see everyone.
Cold.
Okay.
It's cold out.
It is. I was out with Harrison yesterday. It was very cold.
Did you have the coat on?
Apparently. It was weird.
You went to coat?
Sure.
Yeah, you got a nice warm coat. The black coat.
Right.
What did you get with Harrison?
Just some drugs, and then we went on. Everything is good. I love you, too.
Drugs?
No, I said we had to get drapes for my
nose. Did you eat together?
Right. He came to my apartment.
To hang out with anything?
To hang out with the guy that lives in my building. He didn't come in my room, though. He came to the guy in my building who he knows. Some guy at a rooftop party. I didn't want to go. In my building. Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet.
Did Harrison see your friend?
No. It's his friend.
Oh. Where does he live?
Two floors up.
He lives in the same apartment?
I swear to God.
Oh. In your apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Hammy Ankle Andrew.
What?
I swear. I said Andrew.
Anchor?
Yes. Anchor.com for all your podcasting. Sort of some meds, maybe. What about you?
What do you mean?
Are you excited to see us?
Come with mommy.
I'm not.
I just felt very weak.
Me too. Me too.
I'm tired.
Can I be tired with you? I would like that very much.
If you can what?
Who's this? I'm coughing.
What?
Wah, wah.
Who are you talking to?
My dear friend, Christine.
Christine?
I have a friend. I said Chris and Teen.
Chris and Chi?
Yes, Chris and Tino.
Oh.
Crispin Tino.
Oh, Chris. That's a woman name.
Crispin Tino. It's not that bad.
CrispenTino.
Well, he's the one that got the drugs for Harrison, so now we're all going to have a happy holiday. What about you?
What about
No,
I'm going to mommy's.
He's cool. Sure. Sure.
Wednesday, I think.
Sure,
Wednesday
sure.
Night.
Sure, sure.
And then Thursday is Christmas Day. Sure, sure.
It's a beginning to feel like Christmas, but it's in every song. And a man excited to see it is a battle united with me in the front door. How was that one there? Alright, maybe that one needs a little bit of tuning, but that could be worked on in the subsequent future point down forward. I just love you too much. I don't know what to even say. It's all going to be perfect. Happy holidays, home for you.
Who are you talking to?
Hamilton Yank Smith.
You're talking so fast.
I'm just practicing some lines, dear. Line, calm. Just some boogers and snot nose rejection. Ickly Dickly Filth. Urban Trash. Decrepit Suburban Dipshit. I'm sorry. I have too much to do right now. The Giants are playing, and I'm very excited.
Oh.
They started 3 minutes ago.
Oh.
And I had a sausage, bacon, and pepperoni sandwich on a pizzette with some sprinkly three cheese combo from Papa John's for dinner. With some 6-month-old potato chips from my refrigerator that were out in the hot sun for days. I love you too much. The bag smelled pretty funky though, but chips were still fat.
Did you order your stuff?
Yes, I got some coal for you and some fuel for Mother.
When will you get it?
Next 2 days.
Why?
It's coming, dear. It's plowing through.
When are you getting the food?
And I get high, I get chill, I'm the vibe, you are thrilled. Oh my God, the Giants are on. The New York Giants are on.
Yeah, Johnny, go watch
I'm going to watch it. Let me sing you a song before I go. That sounds good.
Okay.
I love you too much. Please stay on and then, yes. Excellent. Oh, dearie me. We shall go. How's this one? Me too.
Hello?
Hi.
You're watching the ball game?
Yes, I'm watching.
All right, watch the ball game, sweetheart. The Giants winning?
Yeah.
Go ahead, watch the game.
Hold on 1 minute, okay? Just for 1 minute. It's only going to take a minute, I swear. I'm sorry. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a melody? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it sounded sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 da da da. La la da da da. La la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight while we're all in the mood for a melody. You got us feeling alright. I'm sorry, I think I found the Chinese translation for this. It doesn't really sound the same. I'm getting the cramps. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke of light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. I hope the neighbors don't go la la di di da. La la di di da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife.
and he's talking with Davey, who's still in Navy, and probably will be for long. Does this sound okay? I think I actually got the Italian. This waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. As a sherry, a drink out of the lungs, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you piano man. Sing us a song tonight. But we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling alright. I think I'm actually gonna get complaints that I have to stop sounding like a schizoid maniacal pseudo societal weirdo weebo. I don't know. It's a really good crowd for Saturday. And the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And yeah, I know it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and he stay at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh la da 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 da. Oh la da 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 da. La, la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. When we're all in the mood for a memory, you got us feeling alright. Is that good or was that too autistic?
Yeah, who's making the music?
I wrote it, I directed it, I produced it. That was all in a dream. None of that actually happened. It was Inception or Tenet.
You wrote the words.
Sure. I didn't know this one was happening. What about you? A man walks down the street, says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle now? The rest of my life is so hard. I need full of opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. I don't want it hanging over the cartoon in the cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well lit door. Mr. Beer belly, kids run us around. You know, doing the stuff and use me and more. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and then you can call me, you can call me. A man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and whoa, my nights are so long. Where my wife, my family? What if I die here? Who will be my role model now that my role model is gone? Duck back down the alley with some roly-poly little fat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were intents and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost. I can call you Betty, and Betty, if you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Yes, I'm also daydreaming, I'm lurking off, I'm yerking, I'm jerking, I'm smirking, I'm twerking, I'm perking, murfling, irking, in the steel band, jerking, ditch. How are you, love? I didn't even ask. How are you? What? That's on screen. Yes, it's Street in a Strange World. Maybe it's a third world. Maybe it's this first time around. Doesn't speak a language. He holds no currency. He's a foreign man. He's surrounded by the sound. Sound. Capital in the marketplace. Scatterings in an orphanage. He looks round, round. He sees angels in the architecture. Spinning in infinity. Says a man, hallelujah. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty and Betty when you call me. You can call me. 50-50 on whether I'm going to turn gay or not. But for now, we're just enjoying. Yes, I love you too, Dan. That's fine. I feel like Taylor, I feel like Kanye. What are you gonna say? Take away my thunder today. Feel that thunder, thunder. That doesn't go. Are you okay? What's up? Alright. Me too, me too. If you call me bodyguard. I know. I can call you Bambi. Alright, yeah. You call my bodyguard. The Ghost of Christmas Today. I said Captain Stubert.
Who are you talking to?
Your love is my drug that I've taken too many of.
Who are you talking to, Abby?
I love you!
I love you too.
Good. I'm talking to you, bitch. You my fanmate. Let's get this one crikey, though. You Aitsky. You the best girl in the world. What's up? What's up with you? Anyway, I guess I'll watch the football game now, but I'll call you tomorrow, absolutely. Doodly, fruity, pooty. What about you, Miss Booty? Tooty, callaroonie. Snooty, snooty. Loosey, goosey. Dootsy, doodly. Dimpy, dantly. Love you once. And love you once before. You never were taking much too more. I'll give me.
You speak to Ansu?
Yes, I was talking to Ansu all of last night.
All last night?
Into today. Into today.
Tonight?
Called this morning. Yes, I spoke to her.
Oh, how was she?
Sue was great. What about you?
Talking about politics?
I didn't look at the last text. It was something about the Giants game or Poppy or some surprise or something. We good, Gooch?
I think Mommy was going to get rid of the tickets.
Right. We're going to dub it.
Nobody's ever going to go to the
So
game.
We've owned season tickets to the New York Giants for 50 years. This is like fucking Silver Linings Playbook.
But nobody's
going
to be playing at the games.
And I'm not Bradley Cooper or De Niro's idiotic son-in-law or whatever.
It's a shame.
Lawrence was pretty good
at
that. I love you. It makes me fucking sad. He had it for so many years. Life could be so cruel and degenerate. What do you make of it? my grandpa enjoyed those seats and had so many wonderful afternoons that we will still have, just miserable on the couch alone. Oh well. You cannot give that salt seat like you used to, like in the old days. You have to savor the sauce and not spread it out into the gabagoos and ginzo gutters. Guthernly Gothar. If it doesn't bother y'all, I'm going to put on the Giants game. Perfect, 0-0. It's only halfway into the fourth quarter.
Let's just put this in perspective here.
Very typical Giants game.
Who are you talking to?
I thought you.
Only me?
Well, I'm also doing a comedy broadcast.
I hear somebody else's voice.
That's a football commentator, though, eh? You've had football games on for the past 80 years of your life.
Oh, the football game?
So, I'll give you the football game next time I see you. It's the Italian for beach, focaccia, fettuccine, mi alice Fredo. Fredo Luther. I don't think that's a song, but it will be. Anyway, I have to go do creative things, so I love you too much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, dear.
Yay.
Love you.
I love you so much.
Good night, sweetheart. Just be well.
I know.
And healthy.
Oh, it's so hard for me.
Eat well, please.
Okay.
Okay.
McDonald's and Chipotle.
Okay.
I love you.
I like McDonald's.
I know. You're cute.
Okay, sweetheart.
You're the best. The
take
best
care.
Time
love
to
you.
Wear a striped sweater.
Love you.
All the time.
All right, baby.
Fun with the collar.
Watch the game, enjoy
it. Turtleneck. That's the kind I like. So when you're wearing a striped sweater. I'm sorry, dear. Mademoiselle, meet Beatrice, Princess Chancel of the Red Rose.
Good night, sweetheart.
Ah, meet Beatrice, my amor. Bene grazie, molto brutta. Non è brutta, only bene veloce. Mi piace nine. I'm sorry, dear. That was for some Turkish roll or something. A dictator. But I love you. Tomorrow.
Okay.
I love you. Tomorrow. You're always a day away. I don't think this is good.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
Good night, honey.
I love you.
I love you, too. Be well, honey.
Wait, don't hang up, please. I swear. Please. Oh, shit. Yeah. You guys asked for it. If I'm going to finish this, we have to have the Giants game on for one compromise. All right, maybe I'll turn off the ads. I'm sorry. It's a dick move, I know. Let's see what else we could crack up. I don't even know anymore. I hope this thing doesn't turn the fuck off mid-recording. I usually have two backups going, so give this one a try, die. What's this?
Oh my god.
Yeah, me too. That would have been horrible.
So, let's go through them. I know you sent me a really good email with a summary of all the open stuff, so let's go through them.
Sure.
So, Dave's have reached out to them several times, and both the CPA...
I don't know Dave's. I don't know those people.
Nice.
I've never met them.
Nice.
I never met those people, by the way. He was lying.
He has a picture of himself with Tom Brady together.
Oh,
cool! That's so cool. Amazing.
So they both said that
we're going to be giving away too many people.
They definitely want to do a
no,
study.
They're not. They were not interested.
They
did not want to
shoot. So, yeah, so that's a definite. I just don't know the timing on that. The way Aaron put it is, we want the dust to settle a little bit, so we think
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I can't even listen to this anymore. It's blasphemy. Audacious.
Yeah,
gracious.
Okay.
ridiculous.
We have a lot next, but we never got to because you fired me.
I'm looking for the date.
You fired me, so I couldn't find the date.
Okay, yes,
it just wasn't.
Okay, I sent the Excel PDF.
It's nothing.
The Excel document.
So why is he? I don't know. It's out.
No, I
there he does.
The
bye.
Yeah. I just found it. Okay. I also had Star Creations.
Don't pay attention to these companies. I don't know who these people are you talking about. I give up with it. I'm going to get so sued. This guy lies with like 95% of the issues he says, by the way. It's like, all so petty. I don't even know at this point.
He's just talking! Can you picture something so full of hot air? It's just bullish? Like, what?
Okay, ready. Yeah.
I'm not even going to be a part of any of these things. Why is he doing all this to me?
Start July. Okay, so they're making. I mean, that's an awesome industry to be in when the thing you're supposed to be already made are the two most purchased items.
Yeah.
No wonder why I left the fucking job, because I sound like I was doing the podcast. I have such a bad fake laugh. That was one of the main critiques.
So the manufacturing paper that we wrote about their remanufacturing distribution. The thing I helped you, just on a side note, I saw that it was like me and Alana, we helped with the research. It ended up looking quite different than how I thought it would come out, but now I understand kind of what you were getting at that whole time.
I sound so odd.
That paper. That paper that me and Alana wrote.
I don't even know what you guys
Yeah, I ended up seeing it online. You told me that I would be so surprised when I saw it that it would look like so different from how I saw it.
Yeah, the publisher, they totally took that over.
Yeah. Notice we don't talk with like names or anything. We just so discreet.
The publisher said, no, we don't do it that way. We do one, pick your person.
Oh, this is so ridiculous.
Well, I was so glad that you had our names like still on it somewhere.
I was so super glad with all of
it.
Yeah,
so
you
don't
believe I had conversations with them.
Oh my god.
Oh my
god.
Wow.
I don't know. I guess
she
said to me, no, we don't do that.
No.
Pick a name.
So funny, man. Don't fire me. I don't want to have to jerk off crackies my whole life on the street.
Street. Thank you
so much. Right.
That would be horrible.
That would be horrible.
Name your
firm
and someone's name. And there were two guys founding the firm and said, pick a name. They can only get one person.
I
found, like, I guess there wasn't room for it or anything, but I would have just focused on writing that intro, like, really, really well if I knew that it was essentially, like, the first, like, two paragraphs, they just split that up into, like, 8 mini-sentences, and then it was that, and then kind of the template that we had for the R&D.
Yar?
Yeah.
And he emailed one of his people to give me the data, so that was just yesterday.
This is boring.
Okay, so that was recent. Are you... That's
okay.
Similar to
and
past
what
years?
Did you do with
no, because we got 180 of... Because we weren't excluding as much.
Not exclusive,
like,
not exclusive.
You know, government engineering.
Alright, so all we really need from Jamie now is
some quality. Yeah, a brief call from probably quality. If we wanted to go over the...
What is he talking about? What the fuck are you saying?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so why don't
I don't know what you mean. I didn't do it.
You know, we literally need 30 minutes.
Is he kidding?
Yeah.
30 minutes? That guy's not going to give us. He never did, by the way. He's not going to do that shit for us. No.
Absolutely.
It's not happening. That's insane. Is he out of his mind?
He did by like 5 points.
Fucking out of his mind?
5,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, when can we change you to Chris? Copy me. Just say we need 30 minutes of DME sometime this coming week. Obviously, you know that Tuesday and Wednesday are kind of tough for us. We're making really good progress on the R&D. Probably Monday is starting to pack up for me. This coming Monday, I've got meetings. And, you know, things are going really well.
Yeah.
Really positive. Because they are.
Wait, wait.
Good.
They are, yeah, they look awesome.
So awesome. I don't even know where I'm going to be next scene.
To Chris.
To Chris. Okay. Okay.
You fucking out of your mind?
Yeah, maybe because so Chris.
Fuck that guy. Maybe this person will be. I think Lenny is probably going to call the police or another way, but it's super strange.
I just have to say, like, my brother told me you were like, hello?
Hey, a couple of...
therapist isn't calling, are they? Do you just say that? Is a therapist thing like a story, dude? Okay.
You asked. Wait, I might have to dip at a certain point.
For the therapist? For the therapist?
Yeah, so
okay.
If I hang up, that's why.
As long as it's not because of the, So then don't pose as a lawyer. Don't talk then, I guess, if you have to hang up, okay?
No, dude, I'm not going to say anything.
And you don't want to say anything, correct? I would have...
Dude, I'm just not...
I would have let you talk if you wanted to.
Nah, I think it's better off if I just don't say
anything. Okay.
So,
yeah.
So if I did that, that's why.
Yeah, okay, don't talk from this point on. I love you, man, and I'll see you on the other side. There's going to be a podcast of everything. Love you so much. All right, brother.
This was
much
kind
love.
Of a semi-good deal in my life.
I tried to answer your call before.
Yeah, hi. I was just about to... I just got your mom's cell number and her work number from me. I was going to call her.
I can't use this because I said the guy's name. Fuck, but...
Doing the best that we can. Chapter 3.
And Andrew's favor.
What'd you say?
Damn, how long has Andrew needed this favor?
Wait, what do you mean? No, she didn't even ask Andrew. I offered it to her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait. I was like, my friend's
yeah,
moms.
No, of course.
She has girls
that's,
running
that's really
around
cool.
And all that.
Of you to offer, so.
I feel like I offered it to her like years ago, but I've never actually done it.
Now you're
right. You fucking path on
her.
He didn't even know
I,
her. That's wild.
But I assume, how's your mom's business during Corona? It's probably difficult.
Shit.
How are they
yeah.
doing with patients?
Right. She's selling her business too at this fucking point.
Is she selling it?
Yeah, in the next, like, year or so, hopefully she could get her something before.
She should have sold it before, like...
She tried for a year in the country.
While the economy was, like, really high,
people
she
didn't. She asked for too high, 3 years of gross receipts, which is, like, fucking $3 million. So the business is about $1 million a year, and then she couldn't get anyone to fucking buy. So now she has to, like, give it up and not make 3 times gross receipts and not make
yeah,
anything.
That sucks.
It's so gay.
3 times gross receipts is a crazy purchase price to ask.
That's what her accountant was valuing it at, and I think the CPA Far thing recommends that as well, but that's like for Tesla or some shit. That's a valuation amongst regulars. That's not for like her. He was giving like the highest
rate. Your gross receipts.
No, there are like 5 different ways to value it. Like bad debt, obviously, intangible property, all that ish, and like he was doing that one random. For her, so she didn't get to sell and ask a ridiculous value. So now we're gonna circulate and
she should definitely wait though until things become more normal so she get the true value for it.
That's the issue, right? She had a concussion very badly from a car accident about 6 years ago,
Whoa.
It's rendered it impossible. For her to even
Whoa.
Get to work. And she needs an office admin that got cunted on cunt aid, their 20-year secretary. I love how you're saying, whoa. Support the mom dipped out
no,
on her.
I have no,
and,
idea.
No, the support.
She's
right.
Okay,
no, dude, yeah. She's doing very good, the manual routine stuff that she can't handle. Supported belt and didn't hug her. My mom gave support a fucking 5 G's as a going away gift as she moved to Florida, dipping out. And husband was a teacher for a little bit after recession, couldn't find a job. So pour this out, Skis. Everything you think of it, bamboo bun. Did so, and now my mom gave her $5,000 and ended off on horrible terms. So it's really sad.
Wait, who? Who are you talking
about?
Oh,
I'm sorry, Rebecca's mom. I thought you knew Rebecca's mom had worked at my mom's office.
No, no idea.
You didn't know. Rebecca's mom. Okay, I guess this was Ryan's thing. He was like consulting my mom on business for a little bit. That
Ryan was consulting your mom on business.
About like dealing with me and about what she should do with her business, because she was consulting boyfriend and some like idiot accountant, and she didn't know what she's doing.
Jayla just consulted like a professor.
You, I know she could have consulted.
Not even
you.
Me. I don't.
No, I know. She literally hired a CPA and he's like, I'd be your business consultant. I think he was like Spanish or something.
Yeah, she should have. That was great.
She did do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, long story short, Rebecca's mom has worked for my mom for 20 years. Thought you knew. And sorry, you know, that she walked away basically insulting my mom. Dude, my mom trains another person, an ex-BlackRock secretary executive assistant, worked for my mom to replace Rebecca's mom for like 4 months, and then she randomly quit like as this corona thing happened. My mom is like out without a paddle. So everyone that was making my mom's business run, my mom has to do everything. She literally has like panic and aneuristic seizures of sorts. To be honest, from the amount of work that she has to do, her head is throbbing at the end of the day, the poor one. And I just pray to Mercury every evening that we're in retrograde, if she'll just fucking get better and be done with it all, as Noni would say. Give it up. Throw it to the wolves. Don't get paid nothing. Just look, it's a curse to begin with. Always. 30-year-old business she tried to pull. Noni tries to convince her to fucking throw it away. So that's sickening that we know she could have made maybe $2 million or some shit, or 2.5, but we fucked it. And like, her brain hurts as she enters numbers. And that's all she could do. And since she got cunted by two women now, two secretaries, that's why she's in such a bad position. Am I making myself clear? I think I sound calm. Do I know these girls? Your favorite. Is that anything
that's so
unfortunate. Do I know these girls? It is. That's why we need more schmooples. Like, if we don't have the schmooples, it's literally gonna die. So let me place this girlfriend in the position or all hell will freeze over until she has a job. It'll inspire my mom to maybe put some effort into the business again, helping out my dear. I'll tell my mom Andrew's not gonna life coach me anymore till we do this. Dude, my mom's one concern the last few days was Andrew deading you recently. I swear. She said, I want you to make right with Andrew. He was a good friend to you.
You should tell her that she should just give the business to Andrew's girlfriend. So nobody will be
happy. Dude! Brian! Brian, you're a genius. Oh my god. You're a little genius. No, the thing was, someone was supposed to take it. They don't pay up front. They take out a loan and they pay like $10,000 up front. And over the next like 5 years, they pay my mom like $500,000 or some shit.
Or she can be really smart about it and just hire someone to run her business.
No, dude, that's why, dude. She's concussed, and that's why I said I needed you. I said I need like an consultant to take like fucking 20 or 30% to just fucking do it. That was why. I mean. So this girl or this girl would get 80%. She's a specialty. Or you and the girl could work half in the head.
Yeah,
like, oh no, fine. Like you're not that guy, but like someone saying the things you're saying would actually, obviously that's what you said all along. But we're all idiots.
We should connect her with you.
Sorry, White Stripes documentary just started playing. Forget that.
There's a girlfriend. She
that's what I was saying, dude. I was just thinking the same thing as you after you said it. Wow.
She'll run the business.
Okay.
Everything at this end, and she'll literally just pay my mom the dividend for like what that profit is, and my mom, so she could have like a $120,000 job a year, girlfriend, and my mom could still make like maybe like $100,000 a year.
Yeah, doing literally
nothing.
Sitting on a beach.
You're a madman. Honest, you'll save my family's entire livelihood. Holy shit. Gonna give something up and crying. Dude, Noni said throw it to the peckers. What the fuck?
Yeah,
my mom went 30 years.
Set up a conference call
okay.
And then we'll make it happen.
Okay, and Andrew's gonna join. That's fucking... Now, this girl isn't obviously joined that four-way, right? Or does Andrew not join? Is it just...
Are you willing to
go? I can get her on the call. We'll see. Let me talk to her.
Maybe I should be the one that goes and goes. I'm just going to make sure it's swimmingly.
You're so funny. You have to run onto
it. I love you. Yo, this was the best call I could have gotten, dude. You're amazing. Like, I had no idea. I'm so happy.
I got to run.
This is sick. You're dope.
But it's cool. So good hearing your voice, though. It's nice, so nice.
Likewise, even before I knew either of us would get something out of it, this was
sweet. Are you just using me?
No, dude, that was why you called me. I think you were saying that thing.
What?
Okay.
But that's so funny. It's good. You sound like you're doing well. Like that's
the software is cool.
So
the general vibe I've got.
So
that's
what
you
said.
You
sound,
too,
so
you
I'm just trying to steal
more,
my mind.
You sound a lot
with it, with the program. Yeah. But that's the issue. The second you tell me I'm doing good, I'll fucking jinx it.
Nah, you sound really like...
It's fun. I'm starting to enjoy aspects of the working life and life in general that I wasn't enjoying before. It doesn't all have to be doom and gloom, as Noni might say. So,
wow, that's great. That's so positive.
It's a new methodology. I know.
That's great.
He's such
a
big...
Okay.
Awesome.
Fine. Thank you, Ryan.
Call me anytime. Anything you need.
Thanks,
text me
man.
About meeting and
he's actually pretty nice. But
all right.
Yeah, of course.
Cheers,
love
to rainbows and butterflies. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, on to some pretty stuff. I liked SNL's episode last night. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, all the little things, I've heard people say Lauren and co. have an essence to capture and carry out of the subjects that matter, and I just see so much of myself in my bizarro, oddly, almost Eastern German, like, artist, Andy Warhol freak show thing. Any of that is just gravy to my ears. It really helps a lot, so thank you guys. That was all really fun. I had fun. We know you did. That part was like, I'm such a herb. Such a fucking fag. But the self-perpetuating archetype of an ironical little freakish thing. So, I couldn't imagine SNL actually needing material. But oddly, if my material is being used, then... I've been contributing to Saturday Night Live, which is, like, such an honor within itself. All the greats from Richard Pryor and Woody Allen, oh my god, George Carlin, to name a few. All the great alum that have been cast members. I don't even know what I'm saying. I did write a few scenes for you guys, if you ever... felt the need when you do come back onto the air. It's just a different medium that I haven't been so much in. So here's some three skits I wrote from last night to this morning, because who couldn't use more content? The first skit would be a Goodfellas ripoff type deal. It's going to be how today's Indian kids who are like immigrants that live in Queens and those parts. They're kind of like the mafia, but not really tough or feared. More like kind of goofy and spoiled. They would be called the I-Mob. See how that ties in? There was an actual I-Mob in my school. Or they could be decked on Microsoft gear, actually, Windows stuff, and just be the Microsoft gang. But I think the I-Mob is kind of cool. So Apple products are their currency. They just like live in Radio Shacks or 7-Elevens. So racist. Horrible. And they live for the image to showboat. What up to Dharma and Karma and shit? Like Buddhist fucking serenity and finding Nirvana or Karma. Their parents' praise and Apple products is what they live for. That's their currency and that's their territory. So you could probably only imagine hijinks as to unfold. Second skit you know, just the table setting. You guys know what to do. The teen rise in drug use, it's not really funny, but like how 12-year-olds are popping pills now in MS. So Leonardo DiCaprio, I heard he was supposed to play Captain Planet. It doesn't have to be Leo. It could be like Kyle Mooney playing Leo. Except he's the drug-free Captain Planet. He would probably still be green, or is he like aqua blue or sky blue, whatever the fuck he is. His hair is green, I think. He would probably be green-colored for drugs, or is there another color for drugs? White? Brown? I don't know. Pills? Or green beans? Either way, that... he has to convince them not to do it, and then they end up saying, like, all these reasons, and it turns out drugs might actually be better than whatever he was suggesting, his, like, Herbie philosophy. So that would be an interesting argument. Very fragmented, polarizing. A cruise ship comes in, but we're not going on boats anymore with COVID. We don't travel. He says you could travel and fuck people if you don't do drugs, even without cruises or something. And you find out whether you're young or old, the best thing to do is actually just sit home and watch Netflix, maybe, with an opportunity to chill. You don't always have to chill with the Netflix, but, you know, there are other things out there that you don't have to resort to drugs. But I guess the kicker would be, like, Netflix is the happy medium, because if you're going to be miserable, whether you're traveling or fucking or drugging, like, I don't know. I guess people just could tone out the world with entertainment mindlessly for a brief second. Not like I do any of that. Politics and how the system just isn't working for us. That would be another skit. Like, the ironic event of chaos? Is that one? Something. Oh, CEOs and blue-collar crooks can exploit, like, fraud that people would do. And the political say it's not so bad. Or maybe we would have, like, bad CEOs and, you know, just the fucking charlatans like me. People would be able, like, guys like me could actually do something bad if there wasn't actual political systems, but they are kind of corrupt already. It could use some changes. And someone says their uncle has been a governor for 490 years already, and it's just because his name has Marshall somewhere in it. And Big Pharma pays him to wear $20,000 watches and shake hands offshore. Is he a drug kingpin or a political animal? They're both that, and that's the scary part, I think. Yeah, some shit like that. So they're both. That's really what it comes down to. It's a fucked up world. I don't know. Maybe that shit sucks. I'll find out what you think somehow. This has all been really incredible. I really love you guys. Thank you so much. Now, enough for me. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah.
you pregnant. Now inside there is a life in you. I know you wondered if this is gonna make me think my wife and you. Like if you had my first child, would I spend my whole life with you? Now I ain't trying to pick a fight with you, I'm trying to talk. Now I ain't trying to spend a night with you, I'm kind of lost, see. I've been giving this some thought lately, and frankly I'm feeling like we ain't ready in this. Hold up now, let me finish. Think about it, baby, me and you, we still kids ourselves. How we gonna raise a kid by ourselves? Handle biz by ourselves. A nigga barely over 20, where the hell we gonna live? Where am I gonna get that money? I refuse to bring my boy or my girl in this world when I ain't got shit to give him. And I'm not with the niggas who be knocking girls up and skate out. So girl, you gotta think about how the options wait out. What's the way out? And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but if this world was perfect, then we can make it work, but I doubt it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but if this world was perfect, then we can make it work,
you
but
got
I doubt it.
They come up to me talking about abortion. This my body, nigga, so don't think you finna force shit. See, I knew that this is how you act. So typical. Said you love
this
me, but now
insane.
You flipping like reciprocals. It figures though,
that's
I should have known that you was just another nigga. No
different
from them other
one?
Niggas who be claiming that they love you just to get up in them drawers. Knowing all the right things
Morning.
To say. I let you hit it wrong, motherfucker. Now I'm pregnant, you don't wanna get involved, motherfucker. Trying to take away your life. Is you God, motherfucker? I don't think so. This a new life up in my stomach, regardless if I'm your wife. This new life here,
I mean,
I'm a lover, and I ain't
busting.
I just do this by my motherfucking self. See, my mama
anymore.
Raised me without no motherfucking help from
no,
a man.
Know what that's
but I still don't
like,
understand
maybe,
how you can say that. Did you forget all those conversations that we had way back? About your father, and you told me that you hate that nigga. Told me he a coward, and you so glad that you ain't that nigga. Cause he left your mama when she had you, and he ain't shit. And here you go doing the same shit. You ain't shit, nigga. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. Cry sometimes.
This is one of those freshmen in the college songs. Jake
Paul
comes to school.
Still we can make it work. Just got it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes.
My brother
cry
said this guy Jake Paul, you gotta hear him. And then he just played this and told him a story about pregnancy.
Work,
yeah. Not my brother, Jake Paul.
I'm like, this is like the seasons. They grow apart. She wanted him to show his heart and say he loved her. He spoke the magic words, and on the same day he fucked her. Now she wide open. She put a ring upon his finger and she good. But he loved her cause the pussy good. But she ain't a wife though. Uh oh, she telling him she missed a period like typos. He panicking, throws up like a mannequin. A light grows inside her. Now he asking, is it even mine? What if this bitch ain't even pregnant, dog? Cause she be lying. She be crying cause he acting distant. Like ever since I told you this nigga, you acting different. And all this nigga saying, man, these hoes be trapping niggas. Playing with niggas' emotions like they some action figures. Swear they get pregnant from collateral. It's like extortion. Man, if that bitch really pregnant, tell her get an abortion. But what about your seed, nigga? What about your seed, nigga?
It's in the sock. So, hold your nuts.
Just yet. Time. You may have heard time described as the fourth dimension before, and while that's kind of true, it's also kind of not, because time is a temporal dimension. It doesn't necessarily exist immediately above the three spatial dimensions we're most familiar with, it's just the only other dimension 99% of us will ever talk about. At their core, dimensions might best be described as directions. And while, yes, it's possible there are tons of directions we don't know about and can't comprehend because physics, time itself is also, in many ways, a direction. If I'm going to meet with you in an office building, you not only need to know that building's latitude, longitude, and what floor I'm on, but you also need to know what time I'm going to be there. Existing in a space with four directions instead of three doesn't immediately make time irrelevant to the equation. It is, however, irrelevant to Dr. Manhattan. Somewhere among the flurry of other dimensions he resides in, Dr. Manhattan exists outside of time. He's said to experience every second in the universe simultaneously. He sees no difference between the past, present, and future, because to him, everything just is. And as a result, in his original story, he grew distant from humanity, unable to do anything.
Tell me more.
Consider what it must be like to exist outside of time, where nothing happens because nothing can happen.
Tweet, tweet.
And to watch the events of the universe play out, you included, in the same way they've always played out, in the same way they always will play out. Like looking at a static picture forever. because of your power. Is this power? But recently, Dr. Manhattan's been doing all kinds of things. Ever since arriving in the DC multiverse, he's stolen time, rewritten history, split Superman in half, reconstructed the cosmos, shattered the microverse, created new realities, he even fought a supervillain. And if I had to guess why, I'd say it's because in DC, people can change time.
Unlike me, I'm the out of time man, so unfortunately you don't get that much, but you get something.
Und der blieben lauten Loben. Don't stress what the single says. You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue, and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So
that's true. The world needs one of you, so hey, hey, do that for anything! And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Hey!